This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Washington, D.C. Here's Lynn, Murray, and Solly.
Happy Tuesday, one and all, buy or sell right around the corner. I'm Scott Lynn. Follow me on Twitter at ScottLynn980. Over there is Tim Murray at 1TimMurray on Twitter, at Steve Solomon, of course, as here, is here as always. Joining us now, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jerry Rice, who's here to talk a little Super Bowl, a little Super Bowl game day planning. It's our honor and pleasure to introduce the three-time Super Bowl champ and one-time Super Bowl MVP and second-place finisher, Dancing with the Stars, second season, I believe. Mr. Rice, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. What do you mean, second place? What are you talking about? Dancing with the Stars?
So you won, didn't you, Jerry? I thought you...
You know what? I have to have a dance-off with Drew Lachey.
Okay.
Because, you know, he had an advantage, but I went on that show, and I was able to do some great things.
You've done so many great things all over the place. Before we get into the hell of a good stuff and your thoughts on the Super Bowl to come, I got to ask you about the article that we read and talked about on the air. I think it was last summer about Jerry Rice, the wedding crasher, who shows up to play golf. Jerry, it was one of the, and I think I've met you and had the pleasure of meeting you one time on Radio Row. And, you know, from the sports radio schlubs who get to meet their football heroes, because you are the greatest wide receiver of all time. And it's always really cool when sports geeks like us get to meet and shake your hand. We're like, but damn, he plays golf and he also gets to go to weddings. He is America's guest. Tell me about the wedding crashing, please.
Okay, this is what I do. I go to a golf course, and if I'm playing golf and there's a wedding going on, of course I'm going to walk up to the bride and the groom, and I'm going to congratulate them and say, hey, look, you know, it's your day, and just enjoy it. And then I try to excuse myself, but I get invited into the wedding. So it's pretty cool, you know, because I get a chance to meet a lot of people. And if you want to refer to me as being the wedding crasher, it's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, the majority of the time I just show up and just try to, you know, play golf and end up being a part of a wedding and also signing the book.
Crasher in of course, the best possible term.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's pretty cool, and it's all over social media, and I have fun with it, and I get invites from all over the country. You know, people just want me to show up.
I was going to say, one thing leads to another, and now you're like, hey, Mr. Rice, I don't know if you'd like to play golf at my exclusive club. This can be arranged. Can you please dance with my wife and my mother-in-law, and one's a football fan, and the other one saw you on Dancing with the Stars, and, oh, yeah, my pop thinks you're the greatest, and, well, you are, you know, please come. You don't have to bring a gift. In fact, they probably enclose, you know, a plane ticket here or there, too.
Well, see, I'm versatile. I can do it all because I have done Dancing with the Stars and did all that, and but my thing is just to make their day, and I find so much I get so much enjoyment out of that to be able to you know, just share that special time, you know, with that couple.
Jerry Rice joins us via the Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Jerry also brought to us this morning by our good friends over at hellofagood.com. And there's a chance that you can win the No Fumble Fanny Pack, which apparently is what you need at your big game party, Mr. Rice. Can you tell us about that?
You have to have the No Fumble Fanny Pack because, you know, you have your chips, you have your dip, and you have your beverage. And you also have a place for your phone to charge. And if you if you want to win or have the opportunity to win, go to hellofagood.com. But it's just amazing. And another thing too with Hell of a Good, it's like this is my MVP because right now, even though I'm retired from football, I played it for over 20 years. You know, I have family and friends to come over, and my MVP is Hell of a Good, and you have so many great flavors. You have bacon horseradish. You have buttermilk ranch. You have French onion. And, you know, it's just a great day of tailgating and entertaining.
Jerry, you're a three-time Super Bowl champ. You're a Super Bowl MVP. For the Eagles and for the Patriots, what is this week like? I'm always curious about that bye week kind of thrown in there leading into Super Bowl week.
You know, it's exciting. There's a lot to do. You try to get the interviews out of the way so you can just focus on football. You don't want to get caught up in the atmosphere because the main reason why you're there is to win the Super Bowl. So you try to get everything out of the way early. Then you focus back in on football. Then towards the end of the week, it's just, you know, all about the team and the execution and going out there and saying to yourself that, hey, we're going to win Super Bowl 52.
Jerry, before we let you run, appreciate the time this morning. Everyone wants to, and there's a lot of reason to it, talk about Tom Brady being the greatest of all time. I think I would have to imagine that you might have a butt to say to that. So how would you compare Joe Montana to Tom Brady?
Well, it's a whole different era. And, you know, Tom Brady is exceptional right now. And if you can't get to Tom Brady, if you can't, you know, get him on the ground or cause him to, you know, throw some interceptions, the Patriots going to win. Joe Montana was the same way. Both guys got coolness about themselves. They know how to be a team leader, and they know how to win. So, you know, Tom Brady is doing some great things on the football field right now. But it's not only just about Tom Brady. It's about, you know, Belichick, also, you know, Kraft, what they have put together. And they just go out there and they win football games and win Super Bowls.
Final minute with Jerry Rice, Hall of Famer, kind enough to join us, courtesy of our friends over at Hell of a Good and hellofagood.com. Go there to register for the No Fumble Fanny Packets, the accessory you need for your big game party. Jerry, real quick on your quote on John Gruden coming back to the Raiders. He could be your best friend or your worst enemy. And then I'll paraphrase, if you want Chucky, Chucky's a-coming. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, Chucky is the man, and Chucky is going to come out. He's going to get those players going. And they got to know that they got to work hard and they got to be, you know, dedicated to the game. And, you know, one more thing about Hell of a Good, you can go to any grocery store and you can find it in the dairy aisle. And I'm glad I have teamed up with, you know, Hell of a Good. And I always thought of myself as being Hell of a Good when I played football. So I thought I was okay. But, you know, it's a great, you know, it's a great team.
And your pick for the big game, Jerry?
I'm just hoping for a great football game. You got to lean towards the, you know, Patriots, you know, because of they've been there so many times. But you can't count Philadelphia out. So I'm just hoping for a good game.
A hell of a good game.
Hell of a good game.
Jerry, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, and enjoy the next couple weeks. I'm sure you will be asked many a question.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Jerry Rice leaves us courtesy of Hell of a Good.